listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and happy Thursday. Thank you for joining me this evening and talking about pets and hopefully learning a little something this evening. I thought I'd share with you a little adventure I had today with one of my pets. She's been having some dental issue, and I thought it was a good idea to share this with you because it's important to know about your dog's mouth. And I think a lot of us take it for granted that we take care of our teeth and we don't really necessarily think about how important it is to take care of our pet's teeth. And they tend to get things going on in their mouths as they get older, and they need to have those dental checkups as they get older. So make sure when you do go into the vet to have their mouths looked at, and even cats. Cats are important too. That their mouths tend to harbor a lot of bacteria. They get the plaque buildup and stuff like, just like humans do. And they tend to do the same kind of things that older humans do with getting that bacteria and stuff going on in their mouths, and it kind of doing things to their immune system, and it's keeping them unhealthy. You'll notice them getting infections a little more frequently and catching colds or not feeling well, or their appetite kind of goes off, or yeasty things going on, or especially the older pets that are in their like past the 10-year-old mark, getting urinary tract problems. And I have to, you know, make this note that I'm definitely not a vet and I'm not licensed to give advice for medical treatments, but it's definitely connected to a lot of dental issues and stuff. So just make sure that you pay close attention to stuff like that. My little girl is going to have to go in probably next week and have most of her teeth removed because of because she's got so much plaque going on in her mouth. And she's a pug. These flat-faced breeds of dogs tend to have more mouth problems. There's specific breeds out there that are a little bit more susceptible to having these issues. Pugs are a particular breed, French bulldogs, Boston Terriers, dogs that have that flat face, that their teeth are just kind of crunched up in their mouth. They will tend to have a little bit more of an issue than, say, your German Shepherds, your Border Collies, dogs that have a longer snout than what they call a brachycephalic dog, a dog with a flat face. So those are things to kind of keep in mind and pay close attention to. Signs that your dog has something kind of going on in their mouth is, you know, having that odor and losing a tooth. If they lose one pretty easily, that is definitely a big sign that you need to get something looked at. Well, it looks like we have Erica in Long Island, New York. What can we do for you this evening?
Hello.
Hey.
So I'm a little upset because I've been wanting to move and I had found a place that was affordable. Wasn't really my ideal place, but I've been wanting to relocate closer to the city and, you know, just get my life going because it's been pretty stagnant for some time. Mm-hmm. And it didn't go through. And I'm wondering if I'll be able to find something soon.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting the sense that there were some underlying things with the situation that you were going into that weren't quite ideal. That there were some, I want to say there were some issues with this home that could have been costly. And they weren't going to get rectified in time for you to take occupancy of this residence. Mm-hmm. And it feels like to me that they were under a timeline to get these completed and they weren't done. And you were told a bit different of a story. If that makes any sense. So I feel like you almost kind of
in good condition.
Okay. So I feel like you kind of dodged a bullet with this one.
Yeah.
I feel like if you concentrate on something that is, I want to say this is going to be a little bit further out of the area that you are currently looking in. And it's kind of in an area that you weren't necessarily looking for, but it's not exactly something that you didn't think about. It's a better spot actually, but it's not a place that you exactly went, oh shoot, I should have looked there, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it feels like it feels like it's a little bit northeast of where you thought you were going to go, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But it feels safer and it feels like it is all around going to work out better for you in the long run. It feels like it's going to be more secure. And I honestly feel like it's something that is going to be happening in, I feel, a cycle. So I feel like it's something that's going to happen by the end of the first quarter. So that's what a cycle feels like to me. And that's going to, what that's also going to do is give you a little bit more time to be more financially prepared to get into this situation.
Okay. So like March?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I've also been struggling financially. Things have been really stagnant and the area where I am is secluded. That was another reason why I wanted to move, was so that I would be more available to take public transportation wherever I needed to go.
Right, right. Yeah, this whole, it feels like it's, because I feel like where you were looking was a little too congested.
Yeah.
It was almost too congested and a bit unsafe. This place feels uh-huh. a little lighter and more.
Yeah.
It's still very populated. It's still mm-hmm. city area and bustling, but it feels safer and fresher. It feels like there's a lot more positive energy in it than where you were looking before.
Okay.
And it feels like...
So would that be still Long Island or New York or Manhattan?
I don't know. Manhattan is feeling the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it also feels like there's a change in there's a change in what you're doing for work, like a career change, like something is going to you're going to actually start doing something else that is.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing something that is a stepping stone, and it's going to evolve into something else that is more, more, and it feels a little bit more creative. Like it's going to,
mm-hmm.
it's going to stimulate you more. It's going to give you more growth and opportunity.
Well, that's awesome because I've been totally stagnant.
Okay. Yeah. You need, you are a type of person I feel like that needs challenges. You need to be given the opportunity to grow. And I feel like the last mm-hmm. couple of jobs that you have been kind of redundancy. And those kind of things mm-hmm. are. Not, they don't fulfill you. And I think I froze a little bit. You will, this next thing that you do is going to be much more satisfying, and it feels like more of a career move versus a job.
Yeah, right. And when will that start?
I think it's going to start around the same time. The opportunity is going to start coming shortly before this move happens. It's like things are going to start falling in line for you. And I would start, excuse me. I feel like these are things that you're going to have to look for them. They're not going to fall in your lap. It's like these conversations mm-hmm. that you're going to have and these relationships that you're going to see. It's not like you're going to hop on the computer, look on Indeed and go, oh, that job looks interesting. These are relationships mm-hmm. you're going to build by communicating with people. So think about going to those mm-hmm. career fairs and doing the meet and greets mm-hmm. with people and the socializing. Keep up with that because those mm-hmm. are where the doors are going to open for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All righty.
is it in the dance or acting or something in particular?
That is part of that social group that you're going to have to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that you take advantage of that, and I wish you well, and just kind of grab the bull by the horns and go for it, because you can do this. Okay, well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.